An anthology of writings from a variety of women on or around the UP, about the UP, is being featured in several author visits all over the UP and northern Lower Michigan as well. The book, the anthology, is called Here, Women Writing on Michigan's Upper Peninsula, and I believe there are 35 different women, one of whom is with me right now, Sarah Marion Rapana. And she is, as you probably remember, one of the finalists for this year's UP Poet Laureate as well. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Can I call this a whirlwind tour that you're involved in?
Yeah. Actually, I'm here. I'm in Marquette today and Newberry and Sault Ste. Marie tomorrow. So we've been driving back and forth. And we were in Sault Ste. Marie yesterday just visiting family. So we're all over the UP this week.
Kind of a slingshot back and forth here.
Yeah.
Well, how much fun has it been so far?
It's been great. It's been great. The weather is wonderful. We got to Clyde's over in Sault Ste. Marie for cheeseburgers and...
Oh, am I jealous.
Yeah.
It's my favorite drive-in.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome to come on down tomorrow.
Okay. And it's actually two events tomorrow.
Right.
The first one will be in the afternoon in Newberry at the Tequamenon Library.
Correct.
And then tomorrow evening at Bayless Library in the Sioux.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you're going to other events too, aren't you? Or is this...
This is the wrap up for me. I'm here with you today. Tomorrow morning, I'm actually going to do an interview on the radio in Newberry, and then there's the Newberry reading at 3 p.m. and then at Bayless Public Library with Andrea Scarpino and Julie Brooks Barber, and then I'm going back to Minneapolis and letting everybody take care of the rest.
Stepping aside.
But I know that there are UP book tour events going on, I think, all summer, actually.
That's right, all through July and going into August, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And all engineered by the person who actually put this compilation together, whose name is Ron Reiki.
Yep.
And he himself is an author, of course.
He is.
He started off with a really good book called UP.
Yep.
And has done some anthologies as well in the past. Had you been kind of surprised when you found out that Ron included you in this, or how did it all happen?
Yeah. It was a big surprise. I was living in China at the time, and I got an email from this guy that said, "Hey, I'm from Palmer, you know, and I saw some of your writing, and I'm putting together a couple of anthologies of Uber writing." And so it was a big surprise. So, like, I sent him, you know, first I pulled my jaw off the floor, and then I sent him a few poems. And he sort of kept me updated. This one and the other anthology, The Way North. The Way North came together a little bit more quickly. This one's been in process, I think, for... Gosh, must be 3 years or so.
Yeah, I think it is. Yes, 3 years.
Yeah, so like he would send updates occasionally, and finally I got the update that said that my poem had made it in. But up until then, I was just keeping my fingers crossed over in China, waiting for emails from Ron Reiki.
It's kind of cool finding out that you're part of a collection like
that, isn't it? Yeah, and it was really exciting. Yeah. I mean, growing up, you know, like we were in Sumi location in Sault Ste. Marie and everything, and I think I didn't really realize there were so many writers in the UP. I mean, I knew that there were, you know, a few, but I didn't realize that it was, you know, chock full of amazing writers.
Well, so. and not all of them still live in the UP all the time. I mean, you work in Minneapolis right now, outside Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're a Uper born and bred.
Yep.
And that's why I'm sure Ron had you on the list to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, and I write about it a lot, and I talk about, I include it in my bio. It always says that I'm born and raised in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and
okay. Well, I don't want to give it away as to what you have in this book.
Okay.
You know, I want people to actually get these books and find out what you and the other 34 had written in there. Mm-hmm. But do you have another example of some of the poetry that you've come up with recently?
I do. I have a poem that I can read for you.
Okay. Sarah Marine Rapana.
This is called Manifesto of What Breaks. If window, if scaphoid, if beak of the rock-struck warbler, then stickball, then sidewalk, then sling and stone that flies. They demand splint and plaster, nail and brace and glue. They beg grass to bend for a meadow of runners, but all pliable wishes die inside the bone. What I've forgotten of compromise, I know of sacrifice. The spent myocardium, The faith that makes men tear temples down. There's a boy, his voice. A woman, the tide that sweeps her baby in. Frogs into song. Thunderstorm and then elm. Me, bridge. Me, milktooth. Me, all of dawn that perforates horizon's belt. To get 100 million parts, you must ransom one whole. Just pray fingernail, levy, fever. I promise to wait for you where the high tensile fence divides intact from fracture, but I'm also cross-knuckled fingers that say undo, undo.
Powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah Maureen Rapana, who is featured among the 35 writers writing about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in the latest anthology by Ron Reike called Here, Women Writing on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And you can hear more from Sarah tomorrow at Newberry and Sault Ste. Marie at 3 o'clock in the Tocominen Public Library in Newberry, and then at 7 p.m. at the Bayless Library in Sault Ste. Marie. And I'll bet she's probably going to eat at Clyde's again between those two. So you might see her there, too. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.